7:33, welcome back to VOC Breakfast. Right, you're on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. And we are speaking about the Dial and Ride service this morning. That service that will be changing by the City of Cape Town on the 8th of September. As we continue that conversation about that proposed changes and that planned change that will be taking effect, we are joined now online by Anthony Galino, who is the Acting Treasurer of the Western Cape Network on a Disability, to share his thoughts on these changes for persons with disabilities as well as the broader community. Anthony, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Anthony, what was your first thoughts when you heard about this planned changes to the Dial and Ride service that will be taking effect on the 8th of September?
Well, first of all, I couldn't believe what I was reading. The biggest frustration was that the city has not consulted with the sector, despite us having regular meetings with them, and in fact with the Urban Mobility Unit. So there was an absolute sense of frustration and then disbelief that a service which is there to service the most marginalized group in our community was being cut back. It just does not make sense. The City of Cape Town said that they're a caring city, and it's not a caring move by the city.
Obviously, the changes will be affecting, you know, anyone that's not a wheelchair user, anyone that doesn't have severe walking impairments. And that means that, you know, blind individuals, deaf individuals, the elderly as well, they will obviously not be able to use the service come the 8th of September. So how will this now actually affect individuals that are not in that category of wheelchair users and individuals with those walking impediments?
Well, it takes away the freedom of movement. It takes away a huge part of their quality of life. I don't think the city should get to decide which outings are important. You know, for some people, working is very important. For others, they're going to catch up with friends or going to a place of worship is vitally important. It's what they look forward to and gives them purpose. So I don't think the city should be the ones that chooses what sort of activities are important, but definitely it's an impact on the quality of it. And on your mental well-being, we have members who've been contacting us saying that they feel suicidal, they no longer have a purpose, and they actually need to read in the changes, which I must just add, they said will be implemented on the 8th of September, but many of the changes have already been implemented. They were implemented with immediate effect and gave us.
We listened to an audio from Rob Quintus just a few minutes ago, saying that the main reason why these changes are being implemented is specifically because of budgetary issues. Now, a lot of people are also calling this decision by the City of Cape Town very exclusionary, because it only focuses on a specific group of individuals. And do you feel that the city actually, you know, really spoke to and engaged with the community properly before actually making this move, or was it simply just a matter of, because of specific finances, we're just going to cut this thing?
Absolutely not, sir. Councillor Quintus, 2 years ago, after lobbying from the disability sector, the Network of Disability, sent up a transversal committee which met with some of his team every 3 months. So for the last 2 years, every 3 months, we've had discussions about all things to do with access. But despite having a meeting with them 10 days before this announcement was made, we did not have a word. There was no discussion. We had no idea this was happening. So as far as we're concerned, there was absolutely no consultation. And yes, we understand that there are budget constraints. But there are a lot of other areas that this sort of budget could be made up from. In the bigger scheme of things, it's R1 million a month, R12 million a year. It's not a massive, it's not a massive amount when one looks at the billions of rands that the city spends every year.
Now, they're obviously arguing that this change specifically is meant to ensure long-term sustainability of the Dial and Ride service. I don't know, from your perspective, is this reason that doesn't justify enough excluding all of these individuals now from the use of this dial-a-ride service? Or was this perhaps some other key responsibilities by the City of Cape Town that was very much overlooked when making these changes?
Well, the thing about the dial-a-ride service is it's never supposed to be a long-term solution. It's supposed to be an interim solution while they sort out a fully accessible public transport system that any person, regardless of your mobility or disability, are able to use. The service has been around for 27 years, so it's actually an indictment on the city for their long-term planning that they still have not got a public transport system in place that we all can use. And that's what they should be focusing on. But this is really a human rights issue. And we now get to the point where people's human rights are being violated. I don't think you can put a price on people's human rights and on their dignity. I think it's very easy to hide behind the mess of the situation. But actually, the people's lives have been affected.
Mm.
There also seems to be a tendency by the city to forget that people with disabilities are also ratepayers. We also contribute to the economy. We don't live in a bubble. We also are full citizens and have the full rights of every single citizen of the city.
Mm. Now, in the audio that we listened to, Rob also said that they're specifically hoping that individuals can use what is currently being expanded, the MyCity bus network. Previously we had individuals saying that they can't use public transport in its current form, whether it be trains, buses or taxis, because of their disabilities. And these were specifically blind individuals. Now, if we do have that proper rollout and expansion of the MyCity bus routes specifically, because that's what Rob was mentioning, will that improve the situation for people who will now be excluded from this dial-a-ride service?
Yeah, it will certainly improve the situation. It's not going to be a golden bullet and solve all the challenges, but public transport is a challenge. But certainly, if and when the MyCity buses on more routes, it will help to a large degree. We have to remember, though, that for people with visual impairments and other disabilities who are vulnerable, it's the getting from your destination, from where you are, so getting from your departure point, so from your home, to the MyCity stop can be very dangerous.
Mm.
We are, and so the challenges there as well. Yeah, we live, unfortunately, in a city which is very violent, and there's a lot of crime. Mm. And we acknowledge that people with disabilities are soft targets as well. So there's that aspect, but there's no doubt it's every bit of public transport that is accessible, that comes online, will make things a little easier. But we've got a long, long way to go.